And it takes off the little blurriness when they get naked. And then they could fuck like normal people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, but when you download it,
they just send you all the parts.
No, it gives you like this list of links, and it's like, oh, here's all the stuff that works with Wicked Whims. And so I right-clicked and opened all of them, and it started going down a weird fucking path with like cages and whips and collections of dildos and.
For your sins.
I was like, Jesus fucking
That's
Christ.
That's crazy.
And then I downloaded Wicked Whims, and I had to remove it because it was too nasty. I would be like, oh, go practice singing. And then she'd start fucking herself with a microphone. And I'm like, what the fuck?
It's like at any point.
And
she was,
yeah, it's like, well, I want to go to my job. And it's like, someone's having this five-some in the corner. Go check it out. I'm like, dude.
So can't just work.
I'm trying to just work, dude.
Just trying to fish over here. Welcome
to Horse Soup. We've been recording for the past 2.5 minutes.
Oh,
The Sims Wicked Whims, baby.
Yeah, this is the intro to the episode. Thanks, Nia.
That's good shit, man.
No, you really like got us going, you know?
That's
like, it's
great content.
I'm fully erect.
I'm horrified.
You guys ready to talk about Skinner?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Welcome again to Horse Soup, guys. I got Nia with me over on the side talking about fucking. I got Tough Guy right over here in the corner.
What's up? I lost my laptop.
We got James right over here. That sounds like a
your laptop. I stole it.
Yeah. You're talking about your notes this whole time, and here we are.
Yeah, they're gone.
Well, if you want to find it,
you need to
go
get
run
it
away.
Real quick.
And get
I
it.
Think you left it upstairs, big guy. Yeah, I think you're right.
It's all right. Back. We'll see him in a minute. Tough Guy will be back. James, how's it going over here?
It's great.
And I'm Caleb. Welcome to Horse Soup. Tough Guy's running out of the room right now on all fours.
Again,
destroying everything.
He almost like fell. I think he did a somersault on his way out. It was pretty crazy.
He used the dodge roll button.
Yeah, exactly. So if you guys are listening on Spotify right now, you could actually open up your little app and you can look at us and watch this as a video. If you're not on Spotify, you can watch this video on YouTube at Horse Soup. And Carrie just won the poll not too long ago. Actually, I don't know if this... I think this episode might come out the week before Carrie. Or no, shit. Wait, I might be completely wrong. No,
Carrie!
I think this is coming out the week before Carrie. Maybe it's the week after. Who knows? But Carrie won the April's movie poll. I don't remember when this episode's coming out. There's a poll. Patreon. All right, guys. We have fun here. We have fun. We're not talking about Carrie today.
No, okay.
So we're talking about Skinner from 1993. I think we mentioned discussing this movie probably in November.
Before all the evil bong shit
Before
happened.
All the evil bongs, like, just took over our life for
all
a long time.
All the evils were bonged.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. Mean, green, wicked weed.
Hailing from the devil's seed.
You really like that movie, huh?
Fiending for it every day.
You know I want that Mary Jane.
Guys, we have fun here. Guys, we have fun here.
I hate it.
Okay, so Skinner is this movie that I could not find, like, any background details to. It's been around for, what, 3 decades now? And I can't find anything. Maybe I just ordered the DVD, and maybe I should have ordered that before we did the episode to see if there's maybe bonus features. But honestly, I'm not even, like, holding out for that. I don't feel like there's going to be bonus features on it.
Yeah, we just randomly stumbled upon this on Tubi, right?
Yes. Nia, you can't do that in the corner. It's making arm noises. Nia has this baby doll that when you crank the arm, its face changes, and she's just cranking it right now. And it sounds like a crank. Like, it sounds like something is being cranked in the corner. I say something to Nia for people that aren't watching, and she just looks like she got caught. Like she got caught by her parent doing something bad. Anyway, so this was directed by, I looked up how to pronounce his name. It's like Yvonne Nagy?
Oh.
Or something. It's spelled like, it looks like Yvonne Nagy. So immediately after directing Skinner, Ivan went on to direct Porn for the rest of his career until 2001.
Deadass.
Yeah, he didn't direct anything after except for Porn. And then his career seemed to end in 2001. He just stopped directing Porn.
So you think Skinner was like his first like sexual fantasy he filmed?
Well, this is definitely a softcore porn.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. 100%. He did Captain America 2 with Christopher Lee right before Skinner.
Interesting.
And that's really all that was very interesting with this man. The writer is Paul Hart Wilden. He directed 4 episodes of A Thousand Ways to Die, and then wrote a bunch of other bullshit that does not matter. He also executive produced one episode of Catfish.
Oh.
What the fuck?
So this is what we're dealing with the history of these dudes.
So he may have been Catfish.
I think he was the Catfisher.
Yes.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But anyway, this is starring Ted Raimi and Ricky Lake, which is a very interesting combo.
Say that?
It's crazy. The Ted Raimi I could get past. The Ricky Lake, and this is like a psychological thriller, I would say, right?
Yeah.
It's a psychological thriller with like Dario Argento vibes.
Sure.
With the coloring.
Right.
But yeah, this is what we're dealing with. Couldn't find the budget. This was a TV movie from what I know. Very much seems
makes
like
sense.
It. So no box office either. What is this rated? Let me look that up real quick. But Rotten Tomatoes, this was not rated by the critics. It was given a 40% by the audience. It has a 5.1 out of 10 on IMDb and a 2.9 out of 5 on Letterboxd. Sure. I think the Letterboxd ratings are pretty decent, like up there, you know? I feel like it's getting some appreciation. I feel like it's not getting much appreciation anywhere else. But do people know about this movie? Like, anyone listening, has anyone ever seen this movie? Because, I mean, okay, so how do we find this? We're looking through Tubi, obviously.
Yep.
And it kind of just pops up. It said Ted Raimi, Ricky Lake, and we were like, all right.
The fuck?
What is this? Turn it on.
It's just one of those, how have we not heard about it?
Yeah. It's one of the most insane movies ever. It is rated R. I figured it was, but I wasn't entirely sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to get into Skinner because I really don't have any background information on this movie at all. There's nothing to really go off of. It's just, this is Skinner.
Skinner.
It's gonna be a great time, fellas. So Skinner.
Skinned.
The intro is dramatic, and we're zooming in and out on a woman with a hat. She has this really exaggerated floppy hat, and she's standing in the water on what I thought was like a beachfront, but I think it's just like an enlarged sewer.
Yeah, something like that.
It's not some place you want to be standing in. The water is probably filled with feces. But she's like, "You're a creature of habit, Skinner." Which really doesn't make much sense in the beginning, won't make much sense later because he's not a creature of habit. He's actually doing different things all the time, if I'm being completely honest. But it'll start to make sense soon. I guess I'll give like a little bit of background. This chick is obsessed with him. She is going after him, but it's not going to work out well. But we'll go off of that. Anyway, the first kill isn't much of a kill, and you'll blink twice if you miss it, but basically Skinner is walking in the water, he has a bag, and then we see a guy rubbing his knife on a woman's skin, which is Skinner, Ted Raimi. Ted Raimi Skinner, by the way, and this isn't like a reveal, like, his last name is Skinner.
Yeah.
So it's not a reveal whatsoever, but this basically means that someone was murdered. Someone was killed.
Somebody got skinned.
And that's kind of just how it is. Like, you'll see that he's near someone, and then they're gone, and you're like, okay, well, I guess they're dead.
Yeah, they
like,
got skinned.
There's not much else going on there. So now we move on into the brunt of the movie. Ricky puts out a flyer, and the flyer states that Ricky Lake is looking for a roommate, you know? And the potential roommate ends up being none other than Sam Raimi's brother, Ted Raimi. He walks in the room with his giant bag that clinks when he throws it on the ground, and she's like, haha, what is that? She responds basically how the Little Red Riding Hood's grandma would respond. She's like, oh my, what a big bag you have there.
What a clinky bag you have there.
What a loud fucking bag.
Why are your clothes banging around like that?
Why are your clothes made of metal, silly? So she didn't.
But he says it's okay. It's just tools.
It's just some tools. So ignoring the fact that this man brought a bag of like Dexter knives into her property, Ricky Lake goes, "You want to live with me?" After meeting this guy for maybe all of 2 seconds, which I think putting out a flyer to get a roommate is the craziest thing in the world.
It is a crazy thing.
I think I'd rather just die than like not let someone that I know move in with me. Like I'd rather just perish.
It was a different time though, man.
But that still happens. People still do that.
You think people still do that?
Yeah,
I did that.
Damn.
Yeah, you did do that.
That's crazy.
It's wild. Did you get murdered?
Almost. Remember the guy was walking around with a machete at night?
Oh, yeah. So that's what happens when you let strangers just move into your house.
So you lived Skinner.
Yeah.
Basically, because that does happen in this movie. So, I mean, okay, so let's follow this woman named Heidi for a bit. She's the one with the hat in the beginning who's hanging out in, like, weird overgrown sewers. Heidi shows up at a hotel. She gets overcharged by a creepy man at the front desk, but she's also acting strange. Like, she isn't really acting normal, I would say. There's something off about this woman. She's muttering under her breath. She signs her name at the check-in as Heidi Heidi, and the guy's like, come on, bud. Heidi Heidi. Heidi Ho.
Heidi Heidi.
So it's obvious. It's obvious that she's hiding something. She walks off into her blue room because, I mean, the blues in this movie are blue.
Oh, mm-hmm. Every night shot is blue.
It's just very blue. They're like, hey, night.
Blue.
Ever seen the blue night sky? So yeah, she's in her blue room. She removes her sleeves and she reveals that her arms do the little thing. And her skin,
she's like half old woman.
Yeah, like Benjamin Button on half of her body, basically.
Yeah, just on half of her body.
But
though.
She's still large. But her skin looks like my ass on a bad day. It looks like Rectuma ass, really.
Oh.
So she starts to shoot some heroin.
I guess.
Do we ever figure out what the fuck that is?
Heroin, probably.
I'm assuming morphine that she was prescribed for her condition.
I don't know. She had a whole, like, fucking little drug box. So.
She does have a whole fucking drug box.
I
so
mean,
I don't know.
She's doing drugs is what I got from this. Neo, were you following what was going on at this point in the movie? How'd you feel so far?
Well, this is the point where you asked me, like, oh, what do you think's going on?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I was like, I think he's a serial killer and he did something to her.
Okay, yeah, so pretty straightforward. Pretty straightforward. So after she shoots up, she starts to pass out from, you know, being strung out on whatever, and she goes, I'll get you, Skinner. If it's the last thing I do. And then she, like, passes out, and it's like, what are you going to get done? You're shooting heroin in a hotel room. Like, I'm going to fucking get you. What, when you're not strung out 3 months later?
When are you going to do any of this?
She prepaid this guy for, like, 3 months in the hotel. Like, she's definitely just staying there to shoot up heroin in the hotel. She's
and
not
hope
going
she
after
comes
anyone.
Across Skinner.
Yeah, I hope that he just walks to her door, and she's like, I'm going to get you now, buddy. He's a creature of habit. So we follow Skinner once more. He's out on a venture to leave his new residence for the day, and the dramatic music is blaring. Like, it's just going off.
Yeah.
And you assume that Skinner's up to no good as he roams the streets filled with graffiti, and he eventually comes across a woman with giant hair that closely resembles Cher.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this scene made me so happy. He murders Cher.
Oh my god. I forgot you're a
first,
Cher
first
eater.
He says,
dude, Cher sucks.
First he looks Cher. At Cher and he goes, are you for sale?
Are you for sale? Turns out she is. What? She's definitely for sale.
Doesn't work when you ask, huh?
I would argue that it did. So guys, I'm not trying to buy a woman, but in a way, I guess, because I hop on Facebook Marketplace one day, this lady says, TV for sale, but it's just a picture of her face super close up. So I'm like, all right, how much for the woman? And then she just starts, Nia, you could probably help me a little more with this.
Well, she was like, what? And you said, how much for the woman? And you said 150, and she goes, 125.
Yeah, she lowballed me.
And you were like, okay, like, when can I pick you up or something? And she was like, wait, are we talking about the TV? And you're like, no. the woman in the picture.
She goes, what woman?
What woman? You, bitch.
You, bitch. You woman. What do you mean?
What? And she says, oh, it's going to cost a lot more for me to sell myself.
Yeah.
And you said, how much?
And then she was like, wait a minute. We talk about the TV? I was like, again, no. And then she's like, well, you still coming to pick up the TV? No, I'm coming to pick you up. What are you talking
she's
about?
She's like, you want my address to come get the TV after you just try to buy me?
Can you imagine? I don't know what kind of headspace you have to be in to get a solicitation from someone like that over Facebook Marketplace. And then to be like, no, this is a misunderstanding. You still want to come and buy me anyway, though?
What and you're like, this about? Isn't a misunderstanding. I want to buy you.
Yes, I said, I want to purchase you, a human, with currency.
For $125.
For $125.
And then you were like, okay, I'll come get the TV, but do you have a bundle deal with the woman? And she said, no.
And I think she blocked me sometime after that. There was like a few more messages. And
there
then
was so many
there
messages,
was way too many.
Dude?
Well, because the thing is, I sent the initial message to Nia, and then she's just, like, guiding me through it after. She's just like, all right, say this. I'm like, all right, sure.
But because I was like, she's not going to fucking respond. And he's like, she did. And I was crying, dude. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? If someone messaged me asking to buy me, I'm blocking you immediately. You're not getting a fucking single response out of me.
She also thought I was
She talked to you for like 2 fucking hours.
Nia also thought I was fucking her when I first sent it to her. Like the first week, she was like, no way you just raw found this on the internet. And I was like, yeah, I'm raw trying to buy this woman right now. Like this is currently happening. She didn't realize I was telling the truth until I showed her a few more, until she told me what to respond and then I sent it. She was like, oh shit, this is real.
Welcome to the Midwest,
baby. I thought
baby.
It was like a Reddit picture, like a funny Reddit picture.
It was pretty crazy. Like it... didn't seem real.
I was fucking crying.
It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy a woman on Facebook Marketplace.
She was like, damn,
that's probably not
dude.
A once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. That probably happens all the time. Facebook Marketplace is the wild, wild west.
It really is.
It's a crazy place to be.
No
joke.
It's a lawless land.
Especially out in the Midwest. It's even more horrifying.
It's crazy,
here.
Dude.
I mean, dude, I pulled up on a dude like to buy some ceramic dolls once, and he was in full ghillie gear, and his name was Old Bam Bam. So, like, yeah, this place is definitely the wild west.
Old Bam Bam!
Anyway, so the next day, Ricky Lake's boyfriend shows up, and he's immediately pissed. He's like, what do you mean? What's going on here? And she's like, well, you said a while ago that we need a new roommate, and I got a new roommate. And he's like, I don't know who this asshole is. And to be fair, I mean, she didn't tell him that, like, someone was living there already. He just walks, and he's like, what's going on?
It's a little quick, and he's pissed because he just sees another man's shoes.
Yeah,
and
like, so, he like, didn't see anything else. He didn't know someone's living there yet. He's just like, what is this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, I mean, yeah, his reaction, I think, is...
his is valid. Hers?
It's pretty valid.
Not very much.
Like, he is kind of maybe a little bit of a doucher overall.
Right.
Yeah. But, like,
he
honestly...
he had an attitude.
But in comparison to how she's acting, I don't know, man.
He was like, whose shoes are they? She's like, duh, the guy living
the
here?
The fucking guy who's living here. What do you
He's
mean?
Like,
you
who the fuck?
Like, it seems like, what,
it
you
seems,
moved someone in while
like
I was on the road?
They had a conversation, but it wasn't like... they had made the decision.
They had a
know?
Conversation of like, hey, maybe we'll consider doing
right,
this sometime in the future.
Like,
and then
yeah.
he leaves for like 3 days and comes back and she's like, there he is. You said it, asshole.
Oh, look, there's a strapping young lad living across the hall.
And also, before we move on any further, let's take 5 minutes to discuss Ricky Lake's clothing.
That's my
she's dressed like the Little Red Riding Hood.
Yes.
She's literally
like
dressed like the Little Red Riding Hood.
Doll.
It's, yes. She's dressed like that doll right here in the corner of this fucking room.
100%.
It's ridiculous. She's dressed like Nia's house looks.
Yes.
She's got
but
these
like not like
fucking lacy bits on her fucking baby doll dress.
Just like Little House on the fucking Prairie.
It's 100%.
Why is she?
It's wild.
Nia, so right when this movie started, immediately you went, oh shit, Ricky Lake, because we didn't tell you Ricky Lake was on there.
Yeah.
What is your experience with Ricky Lake?
Like,
how far does it go back? Okay.
And then Ricky Lake show.
Yeah.
So the two biggest things she was in, basically.
Yeah.
But, like, were you, like, a big, like, Ricky Lake fan when you were younger? Like, did you see her all the time?
Probably, like 5. So
okay. You saw her around, and you're just like, hey, that's Ricky Lake.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. I wasn't sure if you were, like, a big Ricky Lake fan or something, because when it started, you were...
Who the fuck is a big Ricky Lake fan?
I feel like that was our conversation when we first watched this movie.
I don't know. That's the question.
But I feel
like
most...
I remember her.
Yeah.
And I remember the Ricky
Lake
show.
She exists.
But I don't remember why.
Everyone feels about her.
But I'm like, why was she famous? Why did she have a fucking show?
But I feel like...
I have had my own show? Like, why did she have a show?
It's the 90s.
Yeah. But I feel like I could have starred that movie with anyone else, and they would have been like, oh, Ricky Lake. But you were like, oh, Ricky Lake.
Well,
so I was a little thrown off.
Dude, I'm used to watching fucking Rectuma and Amityville Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Seeing someone I've seen before is like, what the fuck?
That makes sense.
This is an actual movie we're watching today.
This is cinema.
That's true, man. That's true.
There's a real actor in this
shit. They paid her to be here. You know every movie we watch, no one's getting fucking paid.
Well, that's
there.
True. I mean, a man had a heart attack on one of those movies
Literally,
and still
he was
did
actively
not get paid.
Dead.
And still didn't get paid.
No.
And a cadaver walking around the set and they didn't pay him.
They maybe give him like a double-double.
It's like the opposite of child labor.
Yeah. Elder abuse, it's a real thing.
I mean,
thing,
yeah,
man.
They're taking advantage of this man's dementia.
Yes.
For real.
Like, anyway, different movie, different conversation. So, yeah, this boyfriend's pissed. That's really all that happens right now. And then Ted goes, hey, buddy, how's it going? And the dude's like, hey, you're an asshole. Here's your shoes. So back at the hotel, Heidi's walking around. She's still saying she's going to do something about Skinner. She's saying shit like, you can't run forever. Sooner or later, Skinner. Sooner or later. And then she starts rubbing pictures of him, like, all over her face and boobs.
She's
just like,
yeah,
like, kissing like, him and shit. It's like, wait, do you hate him or are you obsessed
you
with him?
Fuck
like,
him?
Honestly, the more this goes on, I don't think he ever did anything to her. I think she's just obsessed with him.
I think she's on drugs. And
I think
like,
she's on drugs, and she just
herself.
Saw this dude's picture once, and now he's just like, he knows her because he's like, yeah, Heidi, my stalker for the past 5 years. Like, he does happen to be doing bad shit, but that's just a coincidence.
Right?
That's purely a coincidence. That's why when he's walking by and he sees her directly in his view, he just keeps going. He's like,
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Ever, dude. Like, I'm over this shit.
He could have killed her multiple times.
Yeah, and he's just like, the
just
only time
alone.
He even touches her is when she's fucking with him. And he's like, right. Fuck off, dude. He's so sick of her. In a world where this dude is murdering and skinning people, she's the crazy one. 100%. So she's being insane. And meanwhile, the front desk dude that let her in earlier, who was a giant creep, he's just spying on her through a peephole in the wall.
Because, of course, he is.
And also, why is the inside of this hotel just filled with like Charlie Day's like little string connectors? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because that I don't think she that set that up. That was she walked in the room and it was already there. There's like a cutout magazine of a woman, and that's the eye that he's looking through, like
right.
her cutout eyeball.
Yeah.
And that's just like, if I walked into a hotel and all that was there, I'm walking right out and leaving immediately.
If I walked in and that guy was at the front desk, I'm immediately leaving.
But then again, I guess when you're Heidi. I mean,
good old
hiding
Heidi, man.
So Skinner runs into another lady of the night, quite possibly the dumbest lady of any night.
Oh my God.
She is not smart.
As a person, I wouldn't suggest you do any of this, but as a prostitute, I would suggest you never let any man that you run into tie you up during a transactional period, let alone suggest that he tie you up even more. And also, don't close your eyes when he says, I'm going to run into another room, close your eyes.
Yeah.
These are all bad steps.
Yeah, I would assume that, like, as someone who works in this profession, like, you would just have a pretty good sense of, like,
danger?
No, she's smiling.
And, like, street
she's like,
smarts?
Okay.
She's like, you want to tie me up? This is going to be fun.
Make sure you get it really tight, bud.
Like, what are you talking about? This is what you want out of this situation?
Like, she's asking you to be murdered.
Seems like it should be the last thing you
yeah,
want
out of
this
situation.
Yeah, this
is her fault, actually.
It's 100% her fault. I'm not on her side.
It's like he was going to fuck her, but then she was so dumb, he was like, I mean, at this point.
Yeah, honestly. It seemed like he wasn't going to kill her at first, actually.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, weird situation. But he comes back in the room with some kind of something on his arm. Oh, we can call them gloves for now.
We'll call them gloves.
He has some gloves on his arms with very pointy nails. And she opens her eyes early, and Skinner goes, I told you not to open your eyes while I'm getting dressed! We're gonna have a talk, you bitch! Then he fucking snaps her neck with like a neck bop. Yeah, he bops her neck to hell, dude.
Bonks her neck.
With the quickness.
Bonk count one.
Yeah.
First bonk on a neck.
Uno bonk.
Bonks a neck and snap. Anyway. That's not what I said. We get a few cutscenes of some Dario Argento lighting, you know, like all the blues, the reds. There's blood, cut open body parts. It's really disorienting. And it's really fast. Like, it just pops on the screen, moves on. So, you know, like, it's just kind of like symbolizing, like, this is what Skinner does.
He
slices them up. So later on, Ricky Lake finds some blood on some clothes in Skinner's room, and she confronts him about it. She questions where the blood came from, and then he starts questioning where it came from on his part. He's like, well, where did it come from? And he goes, oh, duh, hemophilia. Me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a cut. And I'm a hemophiliac. And I bled everywhere.
She's like, huh. Well, okay. Makes enough sense for me.
Literally Red Riding Hood. Why are your towels so bloody? Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah. And then he goes to the kitchen. I don't really know what to make of the water in the sink, but basically Skinner is obsessed with water.
Yeah.
He just
water's
like,
important, guys. Have you been watching the movie? Water's very important.
Blue water. Drains,
yeah.
Cups,
water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me crazy?
Water. I don't know.
Water, dude. H2O.
Yeah.
H2O.
My God.
H2O.
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 Guys, let's just watch H2O.
Anyway. Halloween?
Let's watch Aqua Girl.
Aqua Girl? What was Aqua Girl?
Wasn't that the
Shark
British
Boy
one?
And Lava Girl?
Yeah. Clary, no.
Charlie? Talking about the unicorns.
No.
Charlie.
Chloe.
No.
He can't kill people, Charlie.
No.
Aquamarine?
Aquamarine.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
Aquamarine,
we got there.
Aquamarine, yeah.
See, I just had to stall long enough. Anyway, he's just running a shit ton of water in the sink, and then Ricky comes out because he like has a cup under it. He's just overfilling it, and then he just pulls the cup out, but he still has the water running behind him, and he's just looking at it. He's like, so many colors. It's always changing. The hues, the everything, water, beautiful. And then Ricky like walks out, and she goes, oh, yeah, always changing. It's always charging, too. Water
always,
running.
Always costing money, bitch.
Always costing. And she fucking turns it off. And then fucking Ted Raimi over here in the corner, Skinner's ass, he starts chugging the cup of water Natalie Nunn style when she's making fun of Krishan Rock. Starts, well, I'm Krishan. Throwing water everywhere.
Making a fucking mess.
Oh, God. So we go back to Heidi.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Why? She is still sitting in her hotel room, still going, Skinner!
What are these days,
Skinner? I'm gonna get you, Skinner! This is 33 minutes into the movie. Skinner, I'm gonna get you! Don't even know if she knows him yet. And then she, like, stabs her fucking needle into her hand, and then gets stressed out because it's not heroining fast enough, so she just snaps the needle off in her skin, and then just leaves it in there.
Yeah,
because
that's great. That's how it works.
What was happening here?
I don't know.
What is wrong with this woman?
There's a lot.
Well, she's still acting like she's about to do something about Skinner being out in the world, but, you know, she's just sitting there breaking needles off in her skin. So let's talk about fowls. Oh, yeah, let's talk about fowls. Some foul shit happens right here.
I thought you meant, like, the bird.
I did, too, when I read it. That's why I was confused. So, what gives anyone the right to pick up a dirty knife off the ground? And what gives them the right to walk up behind someone centrally and then slice a turkey with said dirty-ass knife?
As you're already trying to slice it with a clean knife.
Like, I feel like he was doing that thing where he's like, I got you, baby. But, like, that's germ.
What's that movie where they, like, make clay together?
Ghost.
Yeah. That's
that Matthew McConaughey?
No.
Should be.
They're gutting the chicken together.
That's sick.
He had to skin it for her, man.
Did you say Matthew McConaughey? Wasn't that movie in the fucking 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, right?
So that's the one I'm... Yeah. Matthew McConaughey is timeless.
He does not age, dude.
He could have been born whenever he wanted
to. He was literally 40 in Ghost.
I'm just saying. Anyway. So Ricky and Ted, they start dancing. They seem to be growing like a bond for each other through the dirty turkey slicing. This leads to Skinner walking through the house naked in the middle of the night, seemingly considering murdering Ricky Lake.
Yeah, like doing yoga poses and just stretching and doing Tai Chi in front of her bedroom door.
Yeah.
Is this when he was butt naked?
Yeah.
He was definitely butt naked. And I think he was going to murder her, but then he hears that she's like awake, because she's always awake, if I'm being honest. She's listening to everything at every time of the day.
She's always getting up out of her bed to like investigate. Like, bitch, go to sleep.
Yeah, and what does she even do?
What's her job?
I don't know.
Maybe she doesn't have one, I guess.
Wearing baby doll dresses? Like,
how about get a job before you move a stranger into your fucking house?
Honestly.
Maybe you can afford your rent.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good point.
What is it, an extra $300? Like,
literally. Oh, geez. Well, somehow Heidi, she was able to get out of her hotel room, and I'm so proud of her.
She got down the stairs by herself?
I didn't know the bitch could walk. I mean, like...
Barely.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. Like, there's some limping going on.
A
and
lot
I don't
of
know
limping.
Why. It seems like... I mean, it's burnt, but I mean, you know. You know what I mean?
It's been 5 years. It's, like, healed now. You'd
yeah. How long has it been? It's been at least 5 years. She's been hunting
Your
Skinner
scars
down,
scars
so.
Are making you limp?
Right? Like, I don't know. Maybe there's something else going on, but I don't think so. You got fucking 9 degree burns over there, tough guy. What do you? Can you walk?
I'm not a doctor, man. I don't know.
Well, can you walk?
All right, but
see, he can
yeah,
walk.
You got
her,
burns on
her
your foot.
Scars are severe, man. I didn't get them like that.
I don't know, man. Your foot looks pretty
those
fucked up to me, man.
You want to see it?
Look. No, I don't want to see it. I've seen it already. I don't want to see it again. I'm done with it.
Just
I'm over
let me
it.
No, I'll show you.
No, I'm done with. No one wants to see it. So she's out of her hotel room. She's on the waterfront once more, and she starts walking toward the shore of not the beach because this isn't a shore. It's like a sewer. She goes, one of these days, Skinner. I mean, if you guys can tell, you're gonna hear a lot of that. But alas, Skinner is out on the prowl again. He comes across a lady in a pink dress in an alleyway. He follows her, and at the same time, Heidi is approaching both of them from the opposite side of the alley, and they stop. And then the girl goes, hey, Skinner, are you following me? And he just bonks her on the forehead. Hits her with a bonk. I don't even know what he bonked her with this time.
Bonk number
bonk
two.
Bonk count two.
Bonk count at two. And then he just immediately pulls out a knife, slits her throat, and then Heidi pops up entirely too late. He's like, she's like, stay away from her. I'm like, dude, she's already dead. Like, he just slit her throat. You are 30 late. Seconds too late. Like, she's so bad at
been
her job.
Following 2 steps behind him, and you barely fucking got here.
Right.
After that slow-ass bonk, slow-ass throat slit.
Like, they're all feet away from each other, and then Heidi's like, stay away from him. Like, you see the blood pouring out of this chick. You saw the motion and everything.
She did, man.
She didn't stop anything. And then she's like, she fucking, like, fucks Skinner off, and he runs off, and then Heidi sits on the ground, and she's sitting with a girl, and she's like, it's
hang
okay.
On, hang on,
you're
going
to be fine.
Yeah. I have to interrupt you.
Yeah. Okay.
Skinner doesn't just fuck
yeah.
off.
You're right. He goes...
and he runs away like this.
He turns into Dr. Zoidberg.
You're not wrong. He does. He does do that. He like does the like hand clacking thing and everything.
Yes.
It's an interesting move. It's like it's because he's probably just fucking with Heidi. He's like, well, this crazy bitch is gonna follow me. I'm gonna be crazier. You know? I would do the same thing.
No, he looked like you in that moment when you run around the house.
I do run around like that.
Yes.
I run around like that for sure. But yeah, so he runs away, and then while she's sitting there, she's like, it's okay, you're going to be fine with your slit-ass throat. Skinner pops up behind her somehow, because he is the fastest man on the planet.
He just, like, walks in a circle.
Walks bonk in a full three. Circle, pops up behind her, bonks her on the head, bonk count oh. three.
It's amazing.
Destroys this woman, and then he just drags the chick whose throat he slit off, and then leaves Heidi there.
Leaves Heidi.
He doesn't give a shit about her.
Doesn't care.
He's not
care
about this woman.
She's not even a threat to him.
No. He's like, all right, yeah, I ran off, and then you just let me run right back behind you and knock you out.
You fucking idiot.
Like, she's not smart. He's not smart at all.
Hasn't called the authorities once.
No, hasn't tried to do anything.
Right?
She is the authorities.
What? Well, because... no cop would believe her.
No. She's like, hey, Zoidberg just attacked this woman in an alleyway.
Skinner. Killed these women.
Dude. Like, what the her fuck
delivery.
Are you talking yeah. about?
Dude, speak English.
Her delivery, man.
Speed it up, girl.
Wait, Skinner was the inspiration for Dr. Zoidberg. This definitely came
this
out way
before
Futurama.
Dude. I know.
This is definitely the inspiration.
Right?
Skinner did it first. Skinner 100% did it first. All right. So we see Skinner being a Skinner, and we also hear a bit about his backstory. He's like, my mother died, and my father, morgue man. So what did he do? Ripped her face off in front of me. That made me want to rip more faces off.
Yep, that's how it works.
He's like, mess me up, dude. It's crazy. And then, you know, the lighting in the room's pretty awesome, but him skinning her looks ridiculous. Like,
oh, it's wild.
It's already pre-skinned, and he's just, like, pretending to, like, move a knife, like, between two layers.
And he's, like, shaking it back
he's
and forth.
Shaking it, and it's, like, it's just, like, there's no, like... nothing stopping the knife from moving
but somehow
wherever.
It's still gross to be
it's
out
still
now.
Pretty gross like it yeah. still looks weird. I'm not mad at it, but it's not good.
It's not yeah, realistic yeah, yeah,
yeah. It's not good realistic. But once her flesh isn't attached, he goes, hey, it's not bad, I could put this on my face. And then you know, I thought it was a good leather face.
Not bad.
Not too bad, dude. You get that good shot of him standing there full leather faced out.
All
leather
sexy. Suit
pretty hot, dude. Yeah.
And he also like used it as a puppet for a second too.
Yeah, yeah, because he's like talking to it. He's like holding its hand too. It's pretty crazy. He also says it's clothing for a divine soul.
He does say that.
I will never forget that line.
He's not wrong. So next up, Heidi, why'd I write this? Next up, Heidi gets home bonked.
Home bonked.
So she doesn't get bonked, but she gets bonked because the counterman is like looking at her through a hole in the wall. So it's like a metaphorical bonk, you know, like her life is getting bonked right now.
Life bonk.
It's a life bonk. Bonk count four.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's looking through the hole in the wall and she's holding onto a picture of Skinner saying things like, I'll kill you, Skinner. You can't keep running forever. Cope harder. Cope harder. You will never catch this man.
I didn't even try, dude.
You got bonked. You went home. Walk of shame. You're done. You're done. Go to
you're
bed.
Not Carmen
you're
San Diego.
Done, kid.
Walk
you're
of
not
shame.
Fucking.
You're fucking done.
You're not a final girl. Call the police.
Mardi Gras sucked. So Skinner has a job now, and he has a coworker that doesn't like people that smile all the time. He's like, yeah, you fucking creeps over here, you smile all the time. I met a guy that smiled all the time. He was a bitch.
No, more importantly, he was mentally challenged in an insane asylum.
Oh, he did say that.
Yeah.
No, you're right. You're right. He was like, yeah, there was this LD guy, and he kept smiling at me, and it pissed me off. Like, wait, if anyone has an excuse, it was the LD kid. What are we talking about here? That's crazy. And the guy's like, yeah, you know, I hate smiling, and also I'll fucking knock Mike Tyson out one punch flat.
Nothing flat, man. I can knock Tyson out, man.
I'll knock him right out, dude. Tyson doesn't stand a chance. Can you imagine? You're just, I mean, like, actually,
he also
I,
has the most wait. Ridiculous haircut of anyone in the universe.
Yeah, his haircut's crazy. But I was going to say, can you imagine this happening at a warehouse? But then I've remembered working at a warehouse, and I've definitely met people just walking around going like oh, I can knock Mike Tyson out. I heard that every day working at warehouses.
Just so
dude, the one dude I worked with in a warehouse like a rep better than Eminem.
He's just in the back. He's like, Bama Dama with my pajama llamas. A llama turns into pajama with a drama gamma. Gamma whamma with a badana, bandana, rama, boomerang, fantana.
No, bars. He was like, fuck this truck. I don't care.
Fuck this truck, I give a seven fuck. No, trust me, dude, the fucking being in a truck that's getting loaded and there's seven dudes freestyling, that was like peak warehouse.
Yeah.
I will never Honestly. Forget those days, dude. I will never forget those days. Best moments of my life, honestly. Oh fuck. You always had like the Mexican dude that came in like fucking blasted because he was like chugging Coronas in the bathroom. He'd be like,
hey fool, I got something.
And he would try so hard to be Cypress Hill. Really, he'd just be going like, hits from the ball. It's just Charles, it's just Charles Band. Alright, we gotta stop. So this guy, he can knock Mike Tyson out.
Nothing flat, man. Clearly.
This guy dies immediately because he also pushes Ted Raimi, and Ted's like, you fucking piece of shit. So the next thing we see, I mean, Earl disappears, and then Ted Raimi's wearing his skin.
Yeah.
So like you don't
he
see
walks
the death
out of the warehouse, broad daylight.
It's so bright outside.
Yep. Bright as fuck.
He walks out. He's wearing his skin. He's going, I could have knocked Mike Tyson out. One punch. Like, he's imitating him. So do the math. But it's going to get...
Too much math.
It's going to get crazier. So this one time. This one time.
Oh, no. You got a story.
For the one time.
Are you about to tell a
Remember
story?
Remember that one time?
You got that one time?
4 or 5 still strapped in my thigh. Still, okay. Anyway.
Try to forget that guy.
So right after, this woman walks up on Skinner. And he looks very normal aside from like being turned around and being like very glossy red. Very shiny red. That probably should have been her first.
No,
whatever.
It's kind of wild. He sort of blends in with
he
like...
He does a little bit with the background,
the,
you know?
The graffiti, and it's almost like Blair Witch. Like,
okay.
He's, like, staring in the corner, and she's just like, bro, are you okay? But also, like...
You don't see him very clearly.
You don't see him very clearly.
It's kind of dark.
But where the fuck are you? Why are you here?
Yeah, what?
This is not a place that you should be, especially alone.
She's like a pretty girl in a nice, another.
What is happening? How did she end up in this place in like an industrial park?
Yeah, because she's not just in a random alleyway. She's in like something that looks like an alleyway, but it's actually just the side of a warehouse that's probably gated.
Yeah, it's like it's like warehouses and fucking train yards and shit. Like, where the fuck are they? Like, why are you just walking around?
Where does this movie even take place?
That's a great question.
I'm actually very curious now, because what is going on with anyone? I mean, like, every corner they turn, there are 9 prostitutes just waiting.
But then, like, the house is just like an old-ass farmhouse.
Yeah, it's the little house on the prairie. Quite literally the same one. If you look it up, there's a fun fact, it's the same one. No, I'm just saying shit.
Oh, God damn it. You had me for a minute.
You were like, wait a second.
I was about
you were
to
like,
go crazy.
It definitely is.
Well, you say
wait,
it.
Wait a second. This movie is also known as Skin Person Devil.
Skin Person Devil.
The Chinese title for this movie is Skin Person Devil.
Okay.
Skin Person Devil.
It says Dennis Skinner, a nerdy, charming, cute, and rather withdrawn young man has just arrived in the seedy city of Los Angeles.
I was going to say, it says it's filmed in Los Angeles. I wasn't sure if it took place, though, but I guess it's just in L.A.
Well, I guess that's just the fucking L.A. River.
I mean, actually, I'm pretty sure, now that it, I think I've been there.
Yeah.
Like, for sure. I mean, like,
just
yeah.
Different graffiti, man.
Yeah. Oh, I found something else. Alternate versions. The R-rated version sloppily removes most of the gore included in the unrated version. In the process, some of Dennis's speech about his father while skinning the blonde prostitute was also trimmed. I wonder if we watched the rated R or the unrated. We probably watched the rated R version.
Yeah, I think so.
We got to do like a redo and watch the unrated version. Yeah. And see, well, I mean, what else could they have put in here? This was the fucking rated version? That's crazy. That's pretty insane. Okay, this is rated? All right. This is crazy. Could you imagine being the MPAA watching this?
No. I would have quit.
They put this on TV.
I would have quit my job. If that was my job, was to like watch and like say yes or no, like this should be on or what this should be rated, I would have had to leave. This movie needs to be talked about, but I don't know how to talk about it.
Oh, I'm saying yes. I would give this a G rating. I want to make sure kids watch this movie.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to raise these kids right.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No, I don't know.
I don't either. Thank God. I'm glad no one agreed with me because, oof, if you guys agreed with me, you guys are...
You're calling CPS on all of us?
Scumbags. So anyway, this woman walks up. He turns around, and then she can clearly see that this is a bloody man wearing skin. He isn't wearing the face mask at this point.
Right.
But he's just standing there. He's like, what's going on? He's like, what's the problem? And then she starts running off and screaming, and then he's like, oh, okay, I get it. I'm a little scary. Let me toss my mask on. toss the mask on. And then he turns into Earl when he tosses the mask on, because whenever he puts on an outfit, he is that person.
Obviously.
He is that person now. And then he starts screaming, I'm Earl. I don't want to say this line. Pull up the picture. It needs to be said. Nia, pull up the picture.
It's wild.
Tough guy, can you say this for me? I don't even want to.
It's the exact wild. I'll
show it. It's right here. You see where it says in caps, it says I'm Earl?
I don't want to say it, man.
Man, I can't do it. I'm going to get like ran off the internet.
You're not allowed to say
it. I can't really. Wait.
Where I'm Earl.
Oh yeah, I'm Earl. When you
do it in the depiction.
No, I'm not doing it. I don't think I can.
Okay, just say it then. Just say it. I won't make you do anything you don't want to do.
And then say it.
Yeah, hold that up. Hold that up in front of your face.
Hold on. I'm Earl. When you start to running, I starts the pudding. And then he does the
fuck does that mean?
I don't know what it means, but they're definitely referencing Bill Cosby. Who else says starts the pudding?
He's only...
Dear fucking God.
This movie is like, whose brain invented this?
So crazy.
And did we agree that it's actually him saying it? Or...
I can't imagine. This doesn't. The thing is, for me, like,
it doesn't sound.
Do I almost want to say like Ted Raimi would be down to do this? He probably would. I mean, yeah. He was down to wear the skin and run around in it. So I mean, I can't say that he wouldn't be down to do it. But I feel like he didn't. And I feel like he was like, nah, I'm not going to do that voice. But I don't know for sure, but I will say, I don't think Ted Raimi can get his voice to sound like
it
that. Ted Raimi has
AVR'd.
A very high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
He has a very, like, distinctive voice, and I don't think he could change it, like, to that decibel. You know what I mean? Like, he can't do that.
It seems like it could be AVR'd, because obviously he would have the mask on anyway, so, like, they probably would have to do it in post.
I'm just hoping that Earl did the voice.
Good God,
you know what I mean?
It's rough, man.
Because it's crazy, and that's probably like, well, I'll say like one more thing that he said, but I can't do all of it. This, just know that this went on for a long time.
I hope you're gonna say my favorite thing that he said.
Probably, because it's pretty crazy. So he starts running around, he's yelling insane things, then he finally finds the woman, and he walks up to her and he screams, "You dead bitch!" And then he hits her over the head with like a metal beam and splats her.
That's the one.
Like, this is the craziest game of hide and seek I've ever witnessed.
Bonk count five?
Bonk count five. 100% bonk count five. And at this point, he's still at his workplace.
Yeah.
Just this is at his job that he just got like 3 days ago. How does he know the lay of the land so well already?
I don't know, man.
But, you know, at this point, it seems like he's about to get caught by the nighttime security guard, but he manages to evade by removing his skin glove and throwing it to the security dog as, like, a treat distraction.
Yum.
Yeah.
And then this kills the dog.
Yeah.
The dog gets sick and dies.
Oh, he died? I thought he just said, oh, he's sick.
But he said he didn't make it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And that's when he's like, oh, I'll get that son of a bitch.
Well, yeah, later.
And he pulls out his rifle.
Like, you got the dog, but you're not going to get me.
And Ted's like, oh, what you got? Because he's like, I got something for him. And then he pulls out this rifle and points it at like his face. And he's like, all right, buddy, maybe don't do that.
He said, I won't. And just keeps
and then points it right at him even more. So after all these events occur, Skinner goes home and removes his skin clothing. And he's washing himself off in the sink. And he's making the most insane laughing noise. Like, it's like 3 a.m. He's like, whoa! Just laughing in the bathroom. And it's like, okay. You're going to wake up everyone in the house. You think you're being sly right now, man? This is crazy. And of course, Ricky Lake wakes up and she's like, hey, you having fun maniacally laughing in there, Skinner? And she's like, hey, you in the bathroom? And he doesn't respond, which seemed like the worst. He could have just been like, yeah, I'm in here. You know, I'm in here. I'm good. But that doesn't happen.
No.
That doesn't happen. And then he just like kind of soaks himself in the blood water.
Blood bath.
Yeah. And Ricky Lake and her mans are fighting the next day. They're fighting about the fact that her mans doesn't like Skinner. And Skinner walks out and he goes, ha ha, how's it going, big guy? And then he punches his arm like 5 times. He goes, like, boom, 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 boom,
boom, boom. Just like the most obnoxious stepdad energy.
Yeah.
It's either stepdad, but in this situation where this is a stranger living with your girlfriend, it's like a big, like, I'm fucking your wife energy.
Hey, I'm fucking your wife.
Like, hey, big guy, how's my dick taste? You taste it on your mouth this morning? Like, come on. This was crazy. And then the guy's just, he's fucking pissed. He's like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out of here. And then Skinner steals his eggs, which I thought
he
was.
He does steal his eggs.
That was a good cherry on top. So we finally cut back to Heidi, 1 hour and 1 minute into the movie, and she was still going, I'm going to get you, Skinner.
One of these days, Skinner.
Dude, you're down and out. You're bonked and out, dude. You've been bonked to high hell. But if you guess that she still hasn't done shit about Skinner, yeah, guys.
Yes, right.
Come on.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Come on. You'd be correct. So, Skinner, he's still messing with water. He's like, holy shit, you ever seen this? It's like he's never seen a sink before. Like, he doesn't know what running water is, honestly.
Deprived.
Is that not what this seems like?
He's just fascinated by it, man.
He's like, holy shit, when I turn this
moves.
Handle...
It's special.
The liquid comes out of this metal thing.
Look at this water go be wet.
And if you think that's going to come full circle.
What?
It doesn't.
No, but there's water in the movie.
That's it.
Yeah.
Water.
See? Well, this time he's rubbing a knife under the running water, and while he's doing that, he has this awesome idea. He's like, huh, why don't I fuck Ricky Lake? Why don't I go just walk into the room and just, we're going to have sex.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens. He walks in and Ricky just embraces him. She's like, oh, God, Skinner.
Yeah. Like,
why?
This part
is so confusing.
I'm really confused by it.
I mean, like,
no questions, just all right.
There was no
like,
conversation.
At first I was like, oh, is that like not, did it not really happen? Like, that's just what he saw.
I thought
his
it didn't
head.
Happen. I thought it was a fucking
or,
hallucination
like,
for
she
sure.
She was having a dream or something, like,
but not that it actually happened.
But I think it did.
No, it did. Mm-hmm. I just think it's crazy to believe that it actually happened. Like, when you're watching it, it's like, no, what are you talking about?
Like, why would they fuck?
None of this makes sense, but they...
But then I guess she was just thirsty for it from the beginning. That's why she lent the room to him, like...
Well, I mean, she lent the room to him, and then, like, on top of that, her boyfriend's being all pissed off and like, hey, you can't hang out with Skinner, so she's like, fuck you.
I'm gonna fuck Skinner.
I'm gonna fuck the shit out of Skinner. He's gonna remove my frilly little dress. He's gonna take me back to my little house on the prairie. And we're gonna be so happy together. What are you talking about? You were already having money issues, and then you moved a guy in who has more money issues than you, and then now you're going to fuck him? Now he's your man?
Yeah, she's making a lot of poor choices here.
Her life is not going to go over well, is all I'm saying. It's just, you're making bad decisions. But
is that a bonk?
Yeah, it's an inside bonk.
Six
on the bonk count.
For pussy bonk.
Well, the next day, we just see him walking through the shit water underpass, and he's thinking of how he's going to break it off with Ricky. He's like, well, how am I going to do this? He's like, Ricky, you see, we can't do it. Like, that's
it's
really
just,
all he's
it's
practicing.
It's not a good time
that's
for
all
he's
right like, now. You had to practice that? That's what everyone says. What are you talking about? So, while he's walking through this shit water underpass, Heidi is sitting directly across from where he's walking in broad, slight moonlight. And,
right
like, she's right in front of him. Like, he's walking straight. She's sitting straight.
Maybe 10 feet away.
If that.
In direct eyesight.
And he just walks right by her, and she's just in there plotting. She's like, Skinner, you would never.
You're a creature of habit.
You're a creature of habit, and you'd never know that I'm sitting right here. Meanwhile, he's just walking by like, I'm so sick of this chick. Like, she's following me wherever I go, staring at me. Fuck off. Like, I'm so confident.
I'm gonna get a restraining order on you, bitch.
Yeah, 100%. I think that's what he's plotting at this point. He was like, well, I don't need to worry about, like, break it off with Ricky Lake. I need to worry about this restraining order. He's been putting it off for the past 5 years. But he's like, well, I had to bonk her last week, so now she's starting to get a little closer. It's getting real annoying now. Oh, yeah. But anyway, she goes, you're a creature of habit, Skinner. And she looks like she's about to get up and do something to him. And then she just falls.
Falls.
She falls and rolls down the underpass and then grunts. She's like, And then she, like, it looked like she got knocked out when she fell over. And she didn't even hit anything. Like, she just rolled over. She's just a junkie falling over in an underpass. Like, that's all that's happening.
Just absolutely pathetic.
And fucking the front man, the desk front man from the hotel, he's standing right behind her, and he basically just looks at her and goes, pathetic. And then he walks away.
Poor girl.
He just walks away. Imagine the biggest creep in the world who's literally trying to assault you.
A dude who's literally been like, peeping on you and probably jerking off to you for like the past 6 days.
And somehow he feels bad for you.
Following you to like molest you.
Right.
And he's like, oh, Jesus.
Like, your life sucks so bad, he feels bad for you.
He's like, God, I can't even watch this. That's honestly
that's low, man.
That's insane. Like, that's insanity. I never want to be that low. I've been pretty low. I don't want to be that low. That's crazy, dude. Okay, so when Heidi gets back to the apartment, this guy's basically bonking her life again. The front desk man is waiting inside of her room, and she goes, what? What the? And he's like, all right, first off, I want you. She goes, what? Second off, I got this old picture of you. And she's like, oh my God, how did you get that? That girl died long ago. And then he's like, This is you, right? This is a picture of you? And she's like, yeah. That girl died years ago. And then you assume that it's like Skinner, you know, took her happiness and her sense of self away.
Right.
But then she goes, that girl died when I was born. You've only known Skinner for 5 years.
It's like, wait. Yeah.
What happened when you were born? Maybe we should talk about that. Because it's never going to come back. She's never going to go like, oh, this shit that happened to me when I was younger and this is why I have to go after Skinner.
Wait, maybe she means when her new self was born.
Oh.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but so is this movie.
What?
That might be right. Maybe that is what she means.
She did speak poetically.
Are we really trying to figure out what the junkie is talking about?
Well, bro, she speaks cryptically as fuck.
Yeah, she do.
I mean, she speaks in, like, Rectuma.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she's just song? Shitting out of her mouth, dude, at all times. It's crazy. But I don't know. I don't know what her issue is. The conversation progresses, and Heidi gets pissed off. She pulls out her heroin needle, and she threatens to stab the front desk guy with it. He just starts bouncing around the room. He's like, whoa! Wait, whoa.
I don't know what the fuck you got in that, but keep it away from me.
I feel like he knows exactly what. He's been peeking through the Scooby-Doo hole
watching her the whole time. You know what she's been doing, and you know what it is. How did he... That's a good point. Why was he surprised when she pulled that out? He's like, whoa, I've never seen this before. You've been watching her shoot up for the past 3 weeks.
Like, break a whole needle off in her arm.
You think she's going to do it to you?
Imagine watching someone do that and then going... It's the girl of my dreams. Like, what? I don't know. But then the conversation goes on. The dude goes, actually, I know where Skinner lives. And she's like, she's dumbfounded. She bounces back. She's like,
fuck.
What? I've been hunting this guy for 5 years. How did you do that? And he goes,
you don't even know him.
And then he goes, well, it's obvious. I just watched him walk home. Yeah. And she bounces back again. She's like... She didn't realize she could do that.
It's like, wait, no, that's an option?
Holy shit. Are you kidding me?
You're a fucking detective, guy.
Like, how does this chick just end up in random places where he is all the time, just, like, looking across from him, but she's like, could never figure out where he lives? What do you mean? He doesn't try to hide it.
The dude literally is like, yeah, I just followed him.
He is like, I just walked over to him.
He
one
is
day.
A stalker, though, so I mean, he probably was stalking.
He's not that's a good stalker.
He poked a hole through a wall in
a
hotel.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's not a good stalker. He just poked a hole through a wall.
He puts effort into it, you know.
He poked a hole in a wall gosh, 7 years ago, and now he looks through it?
He put a poster up, too.
This is effort
him
for you?
For 5 years.
Dude, her stalk game isn't as peak as his.
Clearly.
Apparently. I mean, yeah. But, you know... What happens next? Well,
he's gonna.
The man goes to his knees.
He was gonna show her where he lives.
He's praying to Lord.
He was showing her.
What was he showing her?
Where he lives.
He's showing her his tongue in the middle of her lips.
Yeah, like, look, he's right up here.
Not the lips you think of.
No, they were just hugging, though, for real.
Son face of a hug. Bitch. We're back to this.
They were hugging.
It was a face hug.
I didn't see anything. Like, it was like a weird. He got a hug.
Yeah, she this hugged is, his face.
Yeah, this is what hugging is like to you?
They're hugging.
This is what you think hugging is.
Well, face hugs.
I didn't see anything.
It's
else.
A sick thing these men want.
He's just hugging.
All men want is hugs.
Where my hug at?
It's a sick thing all these men want, and it's hugs.
Fucking disgusting.
Anyway. He starts performing my note auto-corrected from fellatio to fellation.
Yeah, he did do that.
Either
he
starts, way, that's not exactly right.
He starts performing fellation on Heidi. And she goes, while he's doing it, she goes, you have to tell me where he is. And then while, like, muffled, while he's in the process of fellatioing, he goes, well, I will. He's like, well, I will. It's like, it's not like he's licking a girl's vagina. It's like he has a dick in his mouth.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. But then, like, right before the scene ends, you see, like, a brief little quick second of her just holding the needle next to him. So it's like, wait, is she gonna... And when we first watched this, I wasn't even sure if, like, she teleported to Skinner and killed him or if she killed, like, Ricky Lake's boyfriend or what the fuck happened. Because this dude, like... You just see him, like, looking like a slug on the ground. Like, you know when Frank and Always Sunny looks, is, like, he's filled with the Vaseline and he's, like, rolling on the ground? It looks like that, but just, like, red. And I couldn't even tell who it was. I couldn't even tell what happened.
I know!
And if you blink, you miss the needle thing. So when we watched it the second time, I was like, oh, she had the needle. So she killed him. Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, it looks so ridiculous. Like, there's just so much, like...
It's wild,
the kills
dude.
Are impossible to count on this. Like, I think I got them right, but really, like...
Because you basically
like,
don't see them happen.
You don't see anything.
Yeah.
The things that you do see are, like, on people that are already dead. So, right. like, you know, it's weird. It's kind of odd. But, you know, she killed him and she got the information she needed. I don't know when exactly. I don't know right. the timeline of this. I don't know if it was while his tongue was inside of her that she got this. But the way that they were conversating, he was like, I'm pretty sure that's when she got it. Anyway, back at the lake house, Skinner reveals his true self to Miss Lake. He just pops up, like, in Earl's skin. And he's like, this is me. And she goes, wait, what?
No, that was an even different skin, wasn't
it? Oh,
it
was a different skin? You might be right. You might be right.
Because it's a lady skin.
Oh, that was
like,
the next chick that he killed.
I want you to see the real me.
That was a chick
and
he killed
like,
after.
Doing this weird slinky dance.
He is doing a he's like a slippery snack. So him and Lake, they disappear. It's safe to say he kidnapped her. Again, you got to like infer that.
Yeah.
But they're gone.
Right.
So now the man of Ricky Lake shows up at the house without a Ricky to be found.
Jeff.
His name's Jeff?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jeff.
Of course.
Heidi pops out of the corner of the room and this guy doesn't even acknowledge the fact that there's a stranger in his house. He's like, hey. Like he says, what are you doing here?
He's like,
but
who are you?
He's not. He's like, hey, yeah, you're right. He doesn't say, what are you doing here? He's like, who are you?
And like, in like the most casual way, like, oh, it makes sense that you would be in my house. Who are you?
His locked house. And then also like his girlfriend is missing.
Missing.
And he's just like, hey, what's up? What's going on? How's it going, Heidi?
And she and her appearance is shocking.
Well, she's wearing a trench coat, like I said, ridiculous flowy
she's
hat.
She's fucking Carmen Sandiego. Yeah.
Giant, ridiculous, fake,
like,
shitty
I
wig
come
all over
home
her face.
Late at night. I've been away working.
No, dude, I come home in the middle of the day and this bitch is in my house. I'm
right?
horrified.
Like, I'd be swinging. Like, as soon as that bitch pops up in my dining room, like,
she's got a lamp.
Get out of here.
She also popped up from behind him, too, and like jump scared him, and he's just like, who are you? Like, what do you mean? This is so crazy. Your woman is gone. She's gone. There's like notes too, and she's like,
right.
Read the note. Why do you know about the note? Like, I would have so many questions for her, and they would all start with fighting.
Yeah, it's
wild. Insane.
He doesn't. He's very well composed.
She's also speaking in riddles to him, and he's like, how do I solve it? Like, what are you talking about, dude?
Well, we talked about that this whole thing. There's absolutely no reason why she shouldn't just be like, hey, Skinner has your wife. Let's go kill him.
Instead, she's like, there once was a man from Nantucket.
And she's going, tell me where he goes. What does he do?
How does she know this
like,
guy
what
knows
the
anything?
Fuck? He's gone. He's a trucker.
He literally
He's
knows.
He's never here.
He knows less than any single person in this situation.
Literally.
Any single person. The dude that you killed 5 minutes ago knew more than this
right?
guy.
For real.
You could have still used him. At this point, they were basically like, I mean, he was a fucking creep and weirdo, but... He was giving
he was
you the information that you needed.
Side,
and he was basically like, willing to like do whatever you told him to at this point.
Yeah, he was just wanted to be your little sex slave.
So, like, really, like, I mean, yeah, maybe, I'm not saying don't kill him. Kill him after.
Yeah.
He has every bit of information you needed.
You could have used
use
him as a little
pawn. And then kill him.
Like, he would have done anything for that pussy. Like,
she's a fool. Do anything for the pussy. Dash James.
I'm just saying, he would have. Did you see that guy?
Holy shit. So she pulls her heroin needle out and she goes, where does Skinner go? And he's still not alarmed. He's just like, oh, what you got in your hand there? And then she's like, he never strays far from where he settles. And also, this dude always strays far from where he settles. He doesn't even settle. He goes everywhere. She thinks she knows so much about him. She doesn't know a dick from ass about him.
From what we've seen, he's constantly on the move.
He's running everywhere. Okay, what were you going to say? I had to get that thought out.
I just wanted to say, maybe we're not giving Jeff enough credit. He is a trucker. He does have... a no lot lizard sticker.
He does.
So he's probably seen some shit.
He probably thinks she's a lot lizard and he's like,
right?
What are you doing? You follow me home?
You follow me? Yeah. I said no lot lizard.
He's like, come on, you saw the sticker, asshole. What are you talking about? I'm in love with Ricky Lake, who's in love with Teddy Lake. And then finally, also, this was so insane to me because she hasn't revealed her scars and her burn and everything to anyone in the entire movie.
Yeah.
Knows Jeff for 2 seconds, the dude who gives her no information, the dude who has no information, the dude who knows dick from ass. And she goes, look at my scars. These are what he did to me.
You're right. I didn't even think
about
that.
Why did she reveal that to him?
Why him? Why
she
now?
Legitimately, She probably didn't even have to go the whole movie with revealing that. Like, I'm glad she did because it looked crazy. I mean, right, this bitch is bald and burned. But was that bad? I can say that.
No,
she's bald and burned.
She was.
Just like, yeah, I was gonna make a joke. I'm gonna say it.
Don't do it.
You shouldn't.
No.
I'm gonna say it.
I don't like it.
Is this say why
it.
Will Smith got slapped?
Yep. I knew you were gonna say it. I knew you were gonna say it.
I mean, like, Chris Rock would be rolling in his grave right now.
Okay. He's alive.
What?
Yeah,
that's the joke.
He's so
Wait, when did he come back?
He didn't survive.
There we go. Someone got me. Thanks, man. I thought he got sent to hell with that one, dude.
He just put out a comedy special.
I saw the first clip.
I didn't like it.
The slap?
No.
Oh, I'm talking about the slap.
The slap
I know you're talking about.
I thought he died from that.
He came back.
He's alive?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. So she's like, he never strays far from... Shut up. Okay, so she's like, truck driver man, where does Skinner go? And at one point, we cut between both of their faces, and she squirts her needle so comically that I piss my entire pants like Nia did a few days ago. You guys know Nia pissed on my kitchen floor a few days ago?
I did hear about that.
Anyway.
You heard about it?
Yeah, because you were like, I pissed on your kitchen floor. So yeah, everyone heard that.
It was your fault.
So eventually, what? So eventually, she tries to stab the dude with a needle, and she fails terribly. Yeah. He just kind of like pushes her to the left. He's like, stop it. And then somehow she trips and then knocks him down the stairs completely on accident. The one thing she does that she was trying to do was on accident. So he falls down, knocks out, and then she befriends him. She's like, all right, now that I knocked you out, we're buds. So she's like, let's get in your big rig and let's go find Skinner. So they crash into the front gates to Skinner's job because his evil lair is inside of the warehouse he works at. He built a lair in there. And immediately after arriving...
In three days.
And he's got like a whole shrine and skin suits.
Candles everywhere.
Yeah, fucking fire. Open flame.
Like a thigh hanging from the ceiling. How is no one noticing this?
Of these like tools and knives and shit. Bloodied and fucking crazy looking.
And immediately after arriving, Heidi swindles Ricky Lake's boyfriend and injects him with heroin because Dennis Skinner is hers.
Yeah.
Still could have been. I don't think he gives a shit. He just wants to find his girlfriend.
Dude, you know what it was?
Huh?
She needed him to drive her there.
Because she doesn't know how to drive?
Yeah.
She definitely doesn't know how to drive.
There's no way she can drive.
She can't even walk.
She needed him to drive.
And she was like, all right, I got my Uber, so.
Yeah. No shit.
That's why she didn't stab him with the needle earlier.
It's a very good point. Well, she tried, to be fair. So I don't know. Does that hold up? Because she tried.
Yeah, that's true. She
did try to stab him.
She did try.
So I don't know.
She fucking failed.
To be fair, if she didn't get a ride, she was just going to run over there. She doesn't give a shit.
No, she's going to walk very slowly with a limp.
That's true. She's going to crawl over there.
No, she wouldn't have even made it that night. She would have had to go back to the hotel.
She would have showed up like a week later. She would have been like, you're a creature of habit, Skinner. Actually, you're a creature of habit. You just sit in your hotel room and do heroin all day. What are we talking about here? And really, the only creature here is you, if we're being completely 100%. Honest. She looks like a burnt slug. Anyway.
Oh my god.
She's not real. Who gives a shit?
You're right.
She's not fucking real. This isn't like a live depiction of something that happened. You guys
she
think this is real life?
Look like that.
This is acting.
Oh.
Anyway, so, wow, this is crazy. I don't even know how to start with this. Now we're in the last few legs of the movie. Heidi shows up in Skinner's lair, and he just starts trolling her for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, throwing things next to her and, like, fucking with her, and he's like, ha, 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 you're stupid.
He's like, why are you touching my tools? You know I hate it when people touch my stuff.
And Ricky Lake is tied up there.
Just chilling.
To mention that.
Just chilling in the corner, tied up. You know, it happens. But eventually, he starts walking around with a machete, and then somehow, she walks up with a Bowie knife next to him and starts cutting him up, like, actually beating the living fuck out of him.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, oh, shit, okay, she's doing what she said she was going to do the whole time. You failed 9 times, but you're finally doing it. But then, this security guard pulls up with his fucking Red Ryder rifle.
Yep.
And he shoots their eyes out. Blasts,
everybody.
He blasts everyone involved. He's like, I'm going to protect the good people. And then he sees, like, 3 people fighting. He's like... I'm just going to shoot them all one by one. He's like, well, I don't have enough time to figure out who's The attacker. I'm the attacker now.
He is the attacker.
So he blasts them all. Now Skinner and Heidi are just laying on the ground in each other's arms. And she's like, Skinner, you dick. And he's like, you're the dick, actually. People love people like me.
I don't know if you've ever thought about this, but you're the dick.
You're a dick. You're the piece of shit. And actually, people love me. They're going to make movies about me. They're going to do tests on my brain because I'm fucking cool. And then it just blacks out and the movie ends. And also, Ricky Lake is just laying there on the ground. She's just like,
Don't forget about it. He goes in on her fucking pea coat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because he's like, yeah, you're wearing this stupid fucking puke green pea coat. You got this stupid fucking hat. Your
fucking
hair looks like shit.
Bullshit.
You're out here limping.
He just starts going in on her, dude, like as they're both bleeding out.
And it just ends. And I don't know, like, I'm not counting any of those three as kills because it looks like they're all just alive laying there. Like, they might, one of them or two of them might have died after. I think it looked like Heidi stopped moving and might have died right there. But I don't really know for sure. So I don't know. I'm going to say six kills.
If Heidi didn't die, she definitely got roasted.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, she got burnt again. My man. So six kills, six bonks, no boobs.
Oh, boobs.
No, one boob.
Oh, you're right. We did get one boob. Yep. I forgot about that. It's like a
It's hard to count it because they were being skinned.
If you see a nipple,
that's true.
It's a nipple.
Yeah, I agree. But like
six kills,
at
six
that
bonks,
moment,
one boob.
It wasn't a human. You know what I mean?
No. But
yeah,
boobs. Yeah.
Boobs.
I'd recommend the fuck out of this movie.
I would recommend this movie.
I love Skinner. You will never see anything like this again in your life.
No,
it's one of kind. You recommend a tough guy?
I gave it. Are we doing ratings or are we just...
We're going to get to that. Do you recommend it?
Just the one scene. Just to watch Earl.
Just Earl?
That's crazy.
You have to see it just to see
it's
that.
Pretty
Other than
insane.
That, nah.
No?
Not really.
Oh, I love this movie, dude. What about you, Nia?
Maybe.
Do you have a fun time?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Let's see.
Okay, well, let's start with you guys then, since you guys are on the fence. What's your rating, Nia, out of five?
2.5.
Okay.
Yeah, I did give it 3.5, but I didn't love
it. You gave it 3.5 and you wouldn't recommend it?
There's just a lot of things they did that just annoyed me. Like the when you was doing the body thing and it was all flubber.
Oh, I liked it.
Just like that. It just...
I was into it. It was with the aesthetic of the movie. I fucked with it. James?
I didn't give it any stars, but I would recommend it.
Wait, so you're giving this a 0?
I don't know if it's a 0 or if it's just I don't know how to rate it.
I'm giving this 4 stars.
Okay.
Easily a 4-star movie. This was great. The lighting was great. The kills were awesome. The atmosphere was incredible. This dude's leather face.
Yeah.
It was great. It was a 4-star movie. I love Skinner. I love this movie.
Not just leather face, though. It's like leather suit.
Faces.
Leather
suit.
Body,
yeah. I mean, yeah.
Leather closet.
Ed Gein would be rolling in his grave.
Yeah, he would.
This was great. I love this movie.
Fuck, marry, kill?
Yes, oh, fuck, marry, kill. We got the front desk dude at the hotel.
Oh,
we got Skinner dressed as Earl.
Oh,
and we got me.
Oh, God.
Killing Earl.
Is that racist?
No.
Yeah, it is racist.
Yes.
Wait, hold on. Because he's not technically.
It's not even Earl. It's not actually Earl.
But you can save Earl. Wait, what are you killing? Then you're killing...
You're killing Skinner.
Yeah, you're killing Skinner. Yeah, okay, cool.
Dressed as Earl.
There's a loophole in this one. Hey.
What?
It's a loophole.
What, are you going to fuck him?
No, never mind.
What's the loophole?
Because it's still Skinner. Just kill him.
Yeah, easy. I mean, it's Skinner.
Yeah. Kill Skinner, marry you, and who are you? What? What's the last
and
one?
And then we fuck the other guy.
You going to fuck the dude at the hotel?
Sure. It sounded like he was pretty good at hugging, so...
That's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, James?
Yeah.
So
I'm not going to marry him.
Everyone's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're all going to marry you.
Aw, this is a fucked up relationship. Yeah, Roger Ebert gave this a 5-star. He said this was the best cinematic masterpiece he's ever seen. He said
there was the smallest moment where you had me believing the words you were saying.
Well, yeah, he said that Ted Raimi is a joy on screen. He said Ricky Lake has the outfits of a lifetime.
Oh, no, you're just lying.
What do you mean? That's what Roger Ebert said.
I believe it.
So
did he say anything about it?
No, I just looked it up. He didn't say anything.
It'd be amazing.
He says 5 stars, dynamic, Ted Raimi, best actor in the world, Ricky Lake, outfits of a lifetime. That's what he said. Nicole Loftus sent an email that said, hey, my name's Nikki. Can you please do these requests for my birthday next year on May 18th, 1976? Is that your birthday? She's talking about Carrie. She wants to do Carrie.
Okay.
And we're doing Carrie. That's the only reason I'm reading this. She said Carrie or Urban Legend. But I'm just reading that one because, yeah, we're doing Carrie.
We're doing Carrie.
Soon. Probably like the next episode after this, I think. Or maybe it was the episode before this. But
Carrie.
Shout out Nicole Loftus. Mm-hmm. Nicole Loftus. But yeah, that was Skinner from 1993.
Crazy movie.
Incredible movie. Just great time. Everyone loved it. We're happy. Yeah, so that's the end of the episode. If you guys want to follow us on the socials and all that fun stuff, we're on Instagram at Horse Soup, Twitter at Horse Soup Sucks. Our letterbox are at Horse Soup Caleb, at Night Shift Video, at Vibes _ Cleveland. Nia's on Instagram at Not Yo Girlfriend. That's NOTYOGIRLFRIEND. I have another show called Scream. It is a horror movie podcast with Ash and Elena from Morbid. You know them. They exist. You know, yeah. The people. We talk about horror movies over there too, but they try to torture me with their terrible picks, and then people go, hey, why do you hate this movie? Well, watch it. Thank you to Ross Lee for the intro and outro music on the show. Great dude. Thank you to Mute Members Only Club for just always letting me use his music wherever the fuck I want it. And
incredible.
Yeah. Anything else, guys?
Awesome.
That about it?
That's it.
Nia, go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah, we playing Sims?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right, everyone. Pepper the baby.
He was just a little.
Damn.
He's just a little wonky. He's a little wonky. He's okay. We saved him.
All right.
Okay. Outro, guys.
Oh, Sims. Outro. Sims with cheats or without cheats?
No, cheats take up. No, they might kill
your
computer.
We gotta start raw. What's our family name gonna be?
I don't know.
Wait, what's your last name?
Robbins.
Let's do Robland.
Okay.
Okay.